Learn real facts about Italy, including its map, local food, Rome, Venice, Florence, and why history is visible in everyday places. Italy is in southern Europe. It reaches into the Mediterranean Sea, with mountains in the north, long coastlines, and large islands like Sicily and Sardinia. In this lesson, you use English to understand Italy through real names: Naples, Rome, the Colosseum, Venice, Florence, and the Renaissance. The goal is not to memorize a list. The goal is to see how food, places, and history connect. What real place in Italy do you already know? Would you rather learn about food, old buildings, art, or daily life? Why can one country have many different local worlds? Italian food is famous around the world, but in Italy, food is often local. A dish can belong strongly to one city or region. Pizza is closely connected with Naples. UNESCO lists the skill of Neapolitan pizza makers as important culture. This means people protect it as a food tradition from the past. Pasta also changes from place to place. Different regions use different shapes, sauces, cheeses, and local ingredients. Gelato is another famous food word. Good gelato is usually softer than hard ice cream, so the flavor is easy to taste. The useful question is not only about national food. A stronger food question asks what is local in this city or region. Rome is the capital of Italy. It is also a city where modern life and ancient history stand close together. A normal walk can pass a cafe, a busy street, and a very old stone wall. The Colosseum is one of the clearest examples. It was a large Roman amphitheater for public events. It shows that ancient Rome built huge public places, and some of them are still part of the city. The Roman Forum was once a center of public life in ancient Rome. The Pantheon is also famous because its large dome still shows Roman building skill. Rome teaches a simple world fact. History is not only in books. In some cities, history is in the streets. Venice tells a water story. It was built in a lagoon with canals, bridges, and boats. Water shapes movement in the city. Places like the Grand Canal and the Rialto Bridge help visitors understand why Venice feels different. Florence tells an art story. It is closely connected with the Renaissance, a time when art, science, building, and learning grew in new ways. The city is famous for places like the Cathedral of Santa Maria del Fiore and the Uffizi Galleries. Venice and Florence are both Italian, but they do not teach the same thing. Venice teaches water, trade, and city movement. Florence teaches art, ideas, and Renaissance buildings. This is why real place names matter. They help learners understand the world more clearly in English. Italy looks like a long boot on the map. This shape matters because the sea is close to many parts of the country. Italy also has the Alps in the north and the Apennine Mountains running down the country. Because the land changes, local life changes too. The north has mountain areas and business cities. Central Italy has hill towns, farms, and famous art cities. The south has warm coastlines and strong food traditions. Sicily and Sardinia are large islands with their own local stories. Italy's long history also changes from place to place. Ancient Rome, Venice as a sea city, Florence in the Renaissance, Naples and food culture, and the islands all show different parts of the country. Why is "what is local here" a useful food question in Italy? Because food changes by city and region, so local food can teach local culture. What food from your area feels local, not just national? What does Rome teach about history? Rome shows that history can be visible in streets, buildings, and public places. Is there a place near you where old history is still visible? How are Venice and Florence different in this lesson? Venice teaches a water city story, while Florence teaches an art and Renaissance story. Which city would you choose first, Venice or Florence? Why? Why is Italy not one simple picture? Italy has different landscapes, cities, islands, food traditions, and historical stories. Which part of Italy sounds most interesting to you? Mountains, islands, old towns, or big cities. Speaking practice questions. What does Italy's map help explain? Why is Naples important for pizza? What can the Colosseum teach visitors? Italy is famous for pizza, pasta, old buildings, and art, but the stronger idea is local detail. Naples helps explain pizza. Rome helps explain ancient public places. Venice helps explain water city life. Florence helps explain the Renaissance. When you learn about a country in English, do not stop at one simple image. Ask better questions. Where is it? What is local? What names matter? What history can you still see?